Welcome to Shomach Shalom and the Daf. She is sponsored by Nishmas Aaron B'Yakov Shalom, Le'abas Yitzchok, Ulfuas, Levi Ben Necham, V'Torah Shara Chodei Yisrael. We're holding a new Mo Daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara, starting from Chav Beis Amud Beis, says, Kolam Tamei Chacham She'einu Noikim V'Noiter K'Nochash. Any Tamei Chacham that doesn't take revenge, Einu Tamei Chacham. He's not Tamei Chacham. The Gemara brings different questions at it, and the Gemara concludes that even though a person is not answering, and doesn't answer back, which asks Merivo, when he's fighting with somebody, he's in the loving vein, he does not answer back, but still, he keeps something in his heart. And only if they ask Mechila, then he forgives. But if not, he still keeps it in his heart. The Mefarshim are bothered that the Gemara in Megillah Daf Kaf Ches seems to contradict this Gemara. Because the Gemara says that they asked from Nechuri ben Akana, b'meir achta yamim, and he answered them, the I didn't get pleasure from someone else's embarrassment. I didn't go to bed with a klala of my friend. So the Gemara goes and explains, what does it mean? When Marzuto went to bed, please forgive anybody who heard me. Meaning, Masha, when he goes to sleep, he forgives everybody, even without asking mechila. How does this fit with our Gemara that says, So the Rishonim bring this question, the Ran says, asks this question, the Ritva there in Megillah, and really they all answer based on what the Rambam says. And Hilchos Talmud Torah, the end of Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Rambam brings basically these two Gemaras together. The Rambam says, they hear their embarrassment, they don't answer. They got mechila if anybody hurts them. And that's how the Rambam continues. And then the Rambam concludes, that's only if they embarrassed him with Beseisa. Nobody else saw. If someone went and made it in public, he's not allowed to be meichel. That's the Bizarre in Torah. He needs to do Nekama like a Nochosh. So the Rambam says over here, and that's also the other Rishayim tell us, that really when the Gemara tells us that the Chacham needs to be Noikev and Noitei Kenochosh, it refers to only to protect the Kovod HaTorah. His own personal insult, obviously a person needs to give up. And if it was done b'seis that nobody saw, he should just be Moichev. But when it's a Bizarre in a Torah, then you have a problem, they need to be mechabed, you have to make sure to protect the Kovod HaTorah. And this understanding is really echoed in how the Achronim explain this Gemara. Because the Maharsha says, what does it mean, noikev and noiter kenochosh? Because the nochosh is only bites in the okev. He bites the leg, as it says, v'hu yishuvcha okev. Meaning, even though Tabi Chacham does nekim netira, he should not do in the same amount that was done to him, but much less than that. The Ben Yoyota says, what is there's not noikev and noiter kenochosh? That a nochosh does in the okev. Okev means the leg, means in the end. He doesn't do it right away. He doesn't right away take revenge. He waits to see if the person who did something wrong will do tshuva. If the person will come and ask for mechila. And the Chidah explains over here in the Pesach Inayim. And so is brought down the name of the Baal Shem Tov. That they both said the same idea. What does it mean, noikev and noiter kenochosh? Because the Gemara tells us that lo asid lavoi, all the animals will come to the snake and say, we, when we bite, we enjoy. But you, when you put your venom in somebody, you have no enjoyment. Mahana yeshlacha. What enjoyment do you have? Meaning a snake, when he bites, he has no enjoyment. Says both the Chidah and the Baal Shem Tov, that this is the message over here. Tabi Chacham, when he does Nekim v'netiro, he needs to do with no enjoyment. It's not for himself. It's for the Hashem. All these Pirush you got to explain that the fact that Chacham is doing Nekim v'netiro, the fact he's taking revenge, it's not that he's coming and he's insulted and never gives back. That's what the Gemara tells us over here too. They don't answer back. And especially as the Gemara tells us in Chulin, that a person who's quiet, b'sh'as meriva, doing the fight, he's quiet, doesn't answer back. That's where the world stands on. All what the Gemara is speaking about over here is that Chacham needs to protect Kovod Hashem. It's not his own Kovod. And for that, it needs to be noikim v'noiter kenachosh to protect Kovod HaTorah, as the Rambam tells us. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.